Today, perhaps more than ever before in history, engineers need to take a serious look at an important area of concern: their philosophy of management as it relates to automation electronics. Regardless of the type of industry, or the kind of plant, or the character of the production problem, one fact today stands out in bold relief. Engineering management requirements in this age of automation are changing and will become far more critical and far more important. The giving of lip service to good management principles will offer little consolation for lost markets and the lost competitive opportunities in the years ahead for all of us. The evolution of automation technology has placed a severe burden on engineering managers. The all too prevalent attitude that things will simply work out okay in the end will result in some staggering setbacks. The gamble without a serious effort to obtain a broad knowledge and understanding of basic automation technology is very great. To ignore it will be to invite disaster in terms of careers, prestige, and accomplishment. Today's more complex integrated production machines and systems and advanced automation lines have proved conclusively that the conventional approaches of the past are no longer valid. Engineers must be responsible for the fullest understanding and application of electronic automation techniques to achieve maximum benefit for all involved. In the years ahead, you will find it increasingly necessary to give serious assistance in the way of reducing costs and improving productivity of the total plant. A more thorough knowledge and understanding of new and unusual electronic approaches to manufacturing improvement will be highly desirable. Certainly, there should be little confidence placed in the use of what I call formalized proposals developed by those intent on getting as much as possible for a fixed amount of money that has been approved for spending. Concern for more than this year's financial budget is necessary in order not to lose sight of the all-important future year's return on today's investment. One must recognize there is absolutely no correlation whatsoever between the amount of electronic gear obtained per dollar invested and the long-term profit produced for any particular installation. Actually, a new outlook is required. The need for a new philosophy in engineering management was emphatically brought out a while back by Hirschner Cross, then vice president and group executive of General Electric, with his observation that we have entered into a period in which manufacturers are facing pressures that are more than purely economic. For example, we're going through what can only be described as a revolution in quality and reliability demands throughout industry. The thicknesses, finishes, widths, consistencies, colors, temperatures, speeds, tolerances, you name it, that were acceptable to us, to you, and to your customers a decade ago, are just simply not acceptable today. This is a highly perceptive comment on some of the key problems that are now confronting us. One can only conclude, indeed, that automation must become the focus of engineering philosophy in any company if major advantages in the way of profit improvement are to be realized under these pressures. Success with automation technology calls for more good decisions. And good decisions by engineers require a broad knowledge and a clear, well-defined policy.
Without a clear policy, you may end up feeling pretty much like the man that took a nap on a fast commuter and wound up at the end of nowhere. To make good decisions, then, it is desirable first that you make a hard look at the problem, establish a basic philosophy, and develop a needed policy based on these governing principles, plans, and courses of action. First, then, is the need to establish a philosophy. Because a general underlying knowledge of automation technology is, for the most part, simply not yet considered a basic concern by engineers, the real profit advantages remain largely untapped in many instances. It is necessary to recognize that automation technology involves an integrated approach to complete manufacturing systems. It is, first of all, a new engineering approach. To consider it merely another category or another type of electronic control equipment is to fail at once. For successful application, look at the manufacturing process as a 9-stage development. There are 8 manufacturing stages integrated through a computer system. This new attack on the problem contrasts sharply with the departmental or piecemeal approach common in the past. First in this group of 8 stages would be the area of raw materials handling and processing. Second would come product and component manufacturing. Third is inspection and quality control. Fourth, assembling or combining and mixing. Fifth, performance testing and standards. Sixth, packaging and boxing. Seventh is warehousing and storage. Eighth, shipping and distribution. Each of these are all together in the most modern of automated plants are tied together and operated under computer control. In developing and implementing this approach, it is important to know that this working system is made up of 3 major subsystems. These 3 subsystems are the processing operations involved, the handling equipment that is needed, and finally, the control system that makes the entire operation automatic. Any one or all 3 of these functions may be critical to success, and each should be capable of precise electronic control. For the study and development of the most profitable areas to automate, it is desirable to note the possible need for some change or reorganization in order to breach traditional barriers. For one thing, an engineering research team properly organized and properly authorized will be needed to carry out this necessary development. Under the relentless pressures mentioned by Hirschner-Cross, the need for this R&D becomes crystal clear. A program, however modest, can ensure readiness for whatever changes are necessary in the future. The necessity for profit maintenance under conditions of rapid technological change, however motivated, dictate continuous study and development of improved methods and processes. But cost reduction and or profit improvement via automation will largely be a mirage unless there is a central philosophy to keep all efforts on target and in proper balanced relationship. A great part of the general accomplishment in controlling manufacturing quality and costs is influenced directly by the policy that prevails. Although it often appears remote, a major objective is to maintain an acceptable profit margin in face of quality demands rising along with material and labor costs. Prevailing policy may and often does prove to be the biggest barrier to realization of such ends. First, it is of major importance to note that detailed costs are involved. To ascertain the most profitable approach, all important cost elements must be evaluated. Accounting may require some changes, may be in many respects, machine hours rather than man hours will be most important. In-process inventory can provide a key saving. Total manufacturing cost, door to door, must be analyzed. The clue is it pays to know. Don't overlook this fact. A major question today, then, is do you really know where automation payoff will be found? The answer is you may not, and certainly will not, know unless a thorough study is made covering every possible phase of the manufacturing operation to pinpoint the proper steps to take, where and in what sequence. Engineering policy must include such a stipulation and provide the means by which it can be done. This policy includes recognition of the return on investment that is made possible by contributions from new technology, contributions from process control research, and contributions from outside engineering expertise. Finally, it is in this area that the company must have a reasonable policy on acquisition of new capital goods. There is often little or no potential payback to be realized on equipment purchased solely on the basis of a lowest bid. It must be recognized that innovation is the heart and soul of automation, and in it are the seeds of profitable operation. But this is never revealed in a dollar price. Best answers can be had only from very competent firms that can work cooperatively with your research group. Full knowledge and understanding of the total problem to be solved is necessary in order to attain the available profit potential, and this can show up literally anywhere in the system. Because the development of unique automated electronic systems is largely of research development character, the most practical and cost-effective approach is in the light of total system needs. Such an approach involves what can best be termed an engineered master plan, which attacks the basic problem by means of a phased program, each step of which leads directly to the next with maximum economy. The major steps that should be included in such a program are these. 1. Preliminary engineering system survey. Analyze the problem. Study the state of the art and automation technology applicable. 2. Concept development and system feasibility study. Test mock-ups and determine system economics. 3. Design and build programs. Complete development of details, design and build and debug equipment. 4. Installation and startup program. Develop installation plans, place equipment, and train personnel. 5. Study system refinement. Build, install, and debug system additions and improvements for further productive capacity, quality control, and further computerization as required.
You've reached the end of side one. To continue, stop your cassette player, turn over the cassette, and restart your machine.